Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about, well, proteins. Now, this one comes from Science News, March 23rd, 2024, page 10. Lab-made protein foils snake toxins. Synthetic antibody saved mice from paralyzing venom. Well, snakes are, let's go back. Venom comes from a lot of different things. And if you can make it in a lab, make the antitoxin, well, then you don't have to have the harvesting of the toxins. My uncle used to work at a reptile farm. And he took regular injections of multiple different venoms. His body made the antivenoms, and then he would sell his blood plasma, and people use that when they get bit by a snake. He was immune to basically all of them. So it didn't matter what you got bit with, boom, there's your antivenom. Well, he made some money with that, but it's a real hardship on your system, on your body. And now we can synthetically make the antivenom. Well, in a related news, in the latest issue of Nature magazine, now I read this one online, so I don't have a date for you right off, but they found the antibodies, they made synthetic antibodies for your old stem cells. So as you age, well, your cells age. But your stem cells, your bone marrow, ages much slower than you do. You're still aging. The telomeres are getting shorter, but they're getting shorter much slower. Well, if you can take the old stem cells, the old bone marrow out, you're left with younger bone marrow, and that young bone marrow then will make you essentially younger. It invigorates your immune system. Well, they figured a way to do that. They got rid of the old stuff, and you end up with the young stuff. And boom, you're healthier. Well, this worked so far on mice, and they're going to have to go through years of testing before it gets available for humans. But as mad scientists, get yourself a nice protein synthesis machine, find out how they did it, duplicate the system for yourself, and invigorate yourself, make yourself essentially younger. Now, we were talking many times ago about how blood plasma from a young animal will make you younger. You take a cow or a calf or a colt, some large mammal, and as they're very young, effectively preteen, so, you know, first 6 months of their life, you take some of their plasma out, put it in you, and it contains a protein that takes out your old stem cells or your old cells and replace them with young stem cells. Well, if you can first take out your old stem cells, which you still have, with this new protein, and then do that treatment, not only are you younger, but you're younger twice. So instead of your cells being replaced by stem cells, that some of them are old to begin with, you get rid of the old stem cells, then get rid of your old cells in your skin, your liver, your heart, etc., and replace them with young, essentially, stem cells. And now your whole body is much younger. So to extend your lifespan even further, a double treatment like this, with this synthetic antibodies, will extend your life. And you'll live much longer, much healthier life. And the cells or the various proteins you need in order to replace your existing malfunctioning cells, they are racing to find those proteins. And several of those proteins have been found. Now, the only question is, can we get those proteins to you? I did some research, found a whole list of those different proteins, specifically target different cell groups. Well, if you, instead of using the cow system, if you use synthetic drugs in order to do it, which does alleviate some of the problems, because when you get too much plasma from a foreign source, you can develop your own immune system against that plasma. So there are biological problems with that. With the synthetic systems, less problems. We're talking about $2,000 if you do it the cheap way for getting the cow plasma. We're talking about $100,000 if you do it the most expensive way, the best way. But you were talking about $6,000 if you would do it through the proteins that are available, but only available to research institutions. So you'd have to set up a research institution with a website and email addresses, etc. So if you're willing to set up a nice research center, you can get the proteins and make yourself younger. So that's my little speechifying for today. This lab-made proteins, is we're going down a path, and I hope we last long enough and this comes out and reinvigorates our society. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.